Let me cut to the chase. This is not even what I was supposed to be talking about, starting my podcast out with. Hello, I am First Lady Moses, and something I heard yesterday really irritated me. So I'm watching TV, whatever, and I hear a young lady state that our magic, well, it was a comparison, number one. It was a comparison to we can do magic just like the magic of turning water to wine, walking on water, raising their self from the dead, and raising other people from dead. How dare you, young lady? This generation has got the world in a twist. This is strong delusion is going on. If we can't sit up here and say that the enemy really is not after this generation more than any other generation there is, how dare we compare ourselves, our heathenistic self, to the greatest man that ever lived? How dare we do it? How can we fix our mouths to say it? I know everybody has their own beliefs. Everybody has their own views and opinion. I get that. Totally understandable. But how can you sit up there and compare yourself to the greatest man that ever walked this world? Would we go to the cross if we knew that we had to sit up here and kill ourselves, not kill ourselves, allow ourselves to be killed for the sake of a bunch of ungrateful heathens? Would we do the same thing? I doubt it. We would not do it. We would not do it. You want to know why? Because we are heathens. Do you understand? Heathens. Our flesh is weak. It really irritated me so bad that I just really said, you know what? I know I'm supposed to be on here talking about spiritual spouses and how women are being used against men. You know, in order to understand the end, we have to go back to the beginning and how the enemy has targeted women from jump to work against men. And now it's like we're running. We are in a competition against each other. Do people understand that? That we are in a competition against each other. This is not by accident. This is by Satan's design. But understand, God has a design already. And we are so far from it right now. We are so far from it. We have people saying things like this, spreading poison. First off, magic. That you cannot compare what Jesus did to any magic. How is that even? How can you even get your brain to conceive something like that? Like I said, it's not my job to be a judge, but when I hear something like that, I really have to speak on it, because at the end of the day, you're spreading this stuff because there are weak-minded people. Instead of going to find out the truth, there are people that are going to run with it. And another thing that I've been hearing a lot of, that we are gods. Okay, let me explain something to you. If we were gods, number one, if we could turn water into wine, I think it'd be a lot more people drunk off of wine. And number two is, if we were gods, what would we have a need for God for? Really, we don't wake ourselves up in the morning. God does. We don't decide that we want to eat or this and that. God, our creator. It's like we are so far-fetched from the creator and how things work. Do you understand? There would not be homeless people if we were all gods. See, we have an enemy that is so deceptive and so just a busybody. That's why I say it's not good to be a busybody. For those that think that it's cool to be a busybody, it's really not. That is the devil's work. If you're going to do something positive. But to open your mouth and say that we are gods, we are nowhere near God. Nowhere. We are so far removed. And like I said, don't you think there would be a lot more millionaires? Nobody would be broke. Nobody would have less. There wouldn't be all of this if we all were gods. It's like I don't understand where this rhetoric comes from. I really don't, and it's not for me to understand. But what it is, and what I'm trying to get out there, is this world is in trouble, and we don't see it. We are on a disaster course with destruction. We are on the path. See, the enemy is already a defeated foe. So what does he care if he's having people spread false information and false narratives? The narrative is, without Jesus, there is no heaven. This man died so that we can live and we can have a chance. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, our destiny would be hell. A lot of us, our destiny already is, because we don't want to open our eyes and search for the truth. The truth is out there. We have to find it. We have to look for it. But like I said, this was not even supposed to be my first episode. Talking about spiritual spouses and things that are going on in the world is real. But to sit up there and compare magic, which came from the enemy, to Jesus, where are we really this gone? Are we really this sick? Thinking that we have any type of power compared to the greatest man that ever walked this earth? That is really sad. And it's like we can't humble ourselves enough to find out the truth. We rather just run with it. If we could turn water to wine, really? If we could raise ourselves from the... Are you kidding me? How many of us would go to the cross and face that? Jesus knew that he was born to die for a bunch of people he had never met yet. He knew that as long as the enemy was on this planet, still operating, in operation, that this job was not going to be easy. But to compare ourselves and compare this BS magic, are you kidding me? Like, what is wrong with us? Really, what is wrong with us? Once again, this is First Lady Moses. I will be back with another episode. For those that want to listen, fine. For those that don't, hey, nice meeting you. But at the end of the day, this was not supposed to be my first episode. But I just had to put it out there because it really, really let me know that the chosen ones and the ones, the messengers like myself, our work is cut out for us. We are like a deer in headlights right now. We are really in trouble listening to some of the stuff that comes out of some of these people's mouths. How dare you compare what this BS world is doing to the what Jesus did is not even magic. He is our creator. He is, like I said, once again, First Lady Moses. You have a blessed one. Find your way.